One of the questions I get asked almost more than any other is for a referral to a financial advisor. A lot of people want to buy these services, but they can't find someone that they like or that they trust. MoneySense is a Canadian personal finance resource, one that I have been contributing to for years, and it launched something called MoneySense Approved, which is basically a website designed to help you find a financial advisor. Julie Kazan joins us now to talk about it. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
How does it work? How does MoneySense Approved work?
Well, just a little bit of history first. The question that we got at MoneySense over the last 18 years most often was, how do I find a reputable financial advisor?
Yeah.
So about 10 years ago, we started keeping just a little list and putting people that we trusted or thought we trusted on it.
Right.
And then that evolved into something that we wanted to do that was a little bit more intensive and research-oriented, so that we really felt good about recommending advisors to our readers who were pretty desperate.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, we came up with a solid structure of how we would evaluate financial advisors. Now, mind you, this isn't some – it's a wonderful list, but I – want to just mention that it should be your starting point, but not your only point of looking for an advisor.
Right. You still need to do your own due diligence, interview them, and make sure that there's a fit.
That's right. Now, having said that, we do a lot of the legwork for you. Advisors who are interested in being on the list will fill in an application that we have. And after filling in that application, we put them through several tests. One key thing is that all of the advisors on our list have one of four designations.
Okay.
So either a certified financial planner, that's a CFP, or an RFP, registered financial planner. Or if you're looking for someone to manage your portfolio, we have chartered financial analysts or chartered investment managers.
Because it's a bit of a wild west there. The phrase financial advisor is not regulated, and you know, people can use that term in the absence of those designations. So that's one of the key things.
That's right. And I think when you go onto the list, knowing whether you want a fee for service planner and pay by the hour, or whether you want someone to manage your portfolio, those are two separate services. Mm. And we divide up our website into those two types of planners. So if you just want to find out what your goals are and have someone go over your financial plan, that would be Group A list.
Right.
But if you're looking for someone to really manage your investments, and a lot of our readers are, because they have a lot of retirement savings.
Yeah.
That is a different category, and that's our B category. And those are the CIMs or the CFAs, and they sell products.
So you review advisors based on four attributes. I'm going to go through them. Customer service, fair and reasonable pricing, knowledge and experience, transparent fees and reporting. How do you test for those four things? Because something like customer services is intangible. Like, is it an absence of complaints against them?
That's one of the key things that we introduced onto the list, is all our financial advisors have to sort of send out a client survey to their clientele. And they have to have at least 10 clients. And usually we'd like to get back about 40% of those surveys. So we send them a link. They have to send that out to all of their clients. And then in that survey, the people who have used the service before will answer quite honestly, do you trust your advisor? Would you stay with your advisor? Were his fees transparent? Was he willing to talk to you clearly about that? Do you feel you got good service? And all of those things. So through the client feedback report, we actually get a lot of insight into how the financial advisor behaves with clients. And of course, you want to be a client, so it gives us a lot of insight.
How do you think through the notion of fair and reasonable pricing? Because, I mean, you and I have been covering this for a very long period of time, and fees have been something that we've been talking about for a very long time. In the context of MoneySense Approved, how do you adjudicate what's fair and what's not?
That's right. Well, the bottom line is transparency is key. A lot of people who will tell you that they want only low fees, that's a good starting point. But you will find that as your financial position becomes more complicated, you might be willing to pay extra. The key for us is financial transparency. When you talk to your advisor, make sure that he is very clear about how he gets compensated. So that could be management expense ratios from the mutual funds he's giving you. You know, and usually if they're over 1.5%, that's something to really worry about. It could also be whether he accepts referrals. It's always good to know as well, because that could mean that, you know, he's getting kickbacks for some of his advice. But the other thing, too, is just if they're willing to give you a dollar amount, especially for people who are strictly looking for investment managers. Mm. In that particular case, if you have $1 million or more, you know, a fee of 1% of assets managed is more than reasonable.
Have you had to remove anyone from the MoneySense approved list yet? And if not, what would be the process by which that would happen?
If we get a complaint from one of our readers, if after we have done disciplinary checks and designation checks, we still get a complaint from our reader who might say, you know, I did go to this particular advisor, but he didn't want to talk to me about fees. And, you know, no matter how many times I asked, he wouldn't talk to me. But he just said that, you know, not to worry about it, that kind of thing. Then usually we would take them off the list temporarily, mm-hmm. and I would phone them and talk through some of those issues with them. Now, I usually do a half-hour phone conversation even before anyone gets put on the list. And I take the application that they have actually filled in and go through it step by step and query them about, you know, if you sell mutual funds, what types of mutual funds do you sell? Mm. I try to get a sense of how long they've been in the industry, what types of services they really offer. Do they only do fee-for-service, but are they working in the same office as someone who manages investments? Well, that's, you can't say then you're an investment manager. You work with an investment manager. Right. So understanding the dynamic of the office is also key.
There are lots of referral sites like this for everything from, you know, plumbers to hairdressers. One called like Angie's List, which operates mostly in the U.S., makes money on advertising and on consumer memberships. How do you make money from MoneySense Approved?
So there are fees to go through the process, because at the end of the day,
fees paid by the advisor.
Fees paid by the advisor. They pay an initial fee of $499 to fill in the application and to take the client survey report. So that is the initial $499. Now, some of them might pay only to get the client survey report. They might not want to be on the list. They just want to see what their clients think of them, and we give them a client feedback report. But if they choose to go on and do the and actually want to be on the list, then they pay depending on whether they were on our previous list or not, probably between $1,000 and $2,500 in total.
Does the MoneySense Approved site work for people with smaller amounts of money? I ask because if you've got 500 grand or $1 million, the financial advisors are going to be falling all over you to prove that they are the ones to meet your needs. But if you have 10 or 20 grand, which for a family might be a lot of money, but for an advisor it isn't, it's much harder to find an advisor. Can your tool help people with that level of assets?
I think in that case, if you have $20,000 or $30,000, the key there is working with a fee-for-service advisor who you can actually learn something from, do some financial literacy, have your options sort of mentioned to you of what is available there. For example, people who have only the $20,000, $30,000, probably a balanced fund is good enough for them.
Right.
But they might have other issues that they might want to talk about. They might have $20,000 or $30,000 but also be in debt. Mm. So in those types of cases where you don't have much in assets, a fee-for-service advisor that you pay by the hour, and he helps you work on just specific things to sort of get you on the road to achieving some short and long-term
right.
goals is key.
Right.
So yeah, he can help.
Interesting. Julie, thank you for your time today.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Julie Kazin is talking about MoneySense Approved, one way to find a financial advisor.